Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Looking back on 2023 and being thankful for what God has provided, there are incredible victories along the way. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, when you turn to Ephesians 5, verse 11, it says, "Do not participate in the useless deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." And I believe God has called us to do that, to expose the evil things that are going on and to help shine His truth and His righteousness throughout the world.
Well, you know, for example, we have, as a result of our victories in the counseling cases, two major Court of Appeals decisions, one that came down in 2022, one that came down in 2023, both of those at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, both of those first of their kind in the nation, striking down these counseling bans. And you can look at this from a legal perspective, and certainly it is the first of its kind in the country. But when you're looking at it from our perspective, dealing with the real people involved, counselors who are believers and who are skilled and who are wanting to be able to help clients, and then the clients, the minors and their families, where their son or daughter is struggling, struggling with these issues that are unwanted. And I want to emphasize that they don't want them.
Right.
They want to overcome them.
There's always an underlying reason, underlying case that's going on. And, you know, in the public schools, if they're involved in public schools, they're getting that propaganda. They're getting that agenda pushed on them. They're getting it on social media. There's so many forces, evil forces, coming at them to try to drive them in that agenda.
Yeah. And for example, you know, what we're seeing happen with some of these counselors and doctors, I use that word in quotes, around the country is they're having these teens, we're not talking about the ones we represent, these adolescents and teens, they come in, they have anxiety, they have depression, they may have some level of autism, they have all kinds of things that they're dealing with, they have identity issues, they might have body dysphoria. You know, you're going through all kinds of things as a young person, you're going through puberty, you're going through fitting in, some are nicer looking than others, some are more talented than others, and you're trying to fit in. So kids have a hard time. And when they go to a counselor, then the counselor says, instead of dealing with the underlying issue, whether it's depression, anxiety, whether it's just, you know, self, body image, whatever it might be, self-worth, whatever it might be, instead of dealing with that issue, they're rushing these kids. And they're giving them a false idea that they can actually head towards this goal of panacea. All they have to do is take puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and they go through mutilating surgeries, and you'll be fine.
This has become a billion-dollar industry, so that's exactly where they want them, down that path.
Yeah, so the LGBTQ agenda, they don't want any other viewpoint. They don't want any counselor giving any other view. They don't want any client having the opportunity to get a different viewpoint. So they passed these laws across the country. There's about 87 of them currently in existence. There were over 100. They are in about half of the states, including a number of local areas, like in the cases that we litigated, Tampa, Boca Raton, Florida, and Palm Beach County. Those were local areas because the state of Florida legislature refused to pass such a statewide ban. And those laws ban clients from obtaining the counselor of their choice. They are forcing counselors to either remain silent or forcing the counselors to override the wishes of the client and forcing them down an LGBTQ agenda as opposed to freedom from that agenda. So we filed suit, and we've been in this arena since they began in California in 2011, 2012. We filed suit. We won two cases at the Court of Appeals. And then in the case of the city of Tampa, we have now received $950,000 for attorney's fees and costs from the city of Tampa. In the case of Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, Our counselors have received $100,000 apiece or $75,000 apiece, depending upon which one, but a total of $175,000. And then we're still working on attorney's fees and costs. But at the same time, we have a binding court precedent on three states that automatically strikes down 23 of those counseling bans across those three states.
And let me just interject, our counselors, our clients did not do this for the money. They weren't expecting a single penny from this. They did it so they could have the freedom to help these kids.
Well, and now they are using the money to
help more children. Yeah,
that's what they're using the money for. They're just amazing individuals that love the Lord, that are highly skilled and want to be able to help children and families and others that are struggling with these issues. These laws said that they couldn't, they had to be silent for a number of years. And this was damages that were paid to them in terms of what they would have lost over those years that they were silent. But now they're free, and we have a great precedent. Our goal is to get one of these cases back to the U.S. Supreme Court. I was hoping that Tampa or Boca Raton in Palm Beach County would ask the Supreme Court to take up their case because they had lost. And they chickened out. They backed down and they said, no, they're going to accept the loss at the Court of Appeals because they were afraid of losing even more big time at the U.S. Supreme Court. So we have to wait for another day. We're litigating more in 2024 and challenging more of these laws across the country. Our goal is not to rest until all these restrictions are shut down.
Yeah, this needs to be a nationwide thing where no counselors are ever banned from helping these children with their same-sex attractions and gender confusion. Not a single counselor should be prohibited from doing that.
Well, in talking about this LGBTQ agenda, Kim Davis is a prime example. She is a clerk, or was a clerk, she's retired now, in Rowan County, Kentucky. And she became the elected clerk in 2014. She won the election in the fall, November of 2014, and began her first year of service in 2015, which was the year that the Supreme Court issued this terrible decision called Obergefell versus Hodges, 5-4, regarding same-sex marriage, ruling against Kentucky's constitutional amendment that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. She's a clerk in that county in Kentucky when all this happened. And as a clerk, she is the one who issues marriage licenses in her county. She's not just a filing processor. She actually is a clerk that manages all of the official records. And then she, with her title, name, and authority, is the issuer of the marriage licenses. So when this came down, she refused to issue any license for any marriage until her religious accommodation request was finally decided. She was sued by a couple of individuals, same-sex individuals that wanted her and her name on the license and to have it issued by her.
But it's important to note here, Matt, that she doesn't hate anyone, but God has changed her life, and she could not sign these so-called same-sex marriage licenses because that's against her religious faith, that natural marriage between a man and a woman is all that she can affirm.
Yes, and so she ends up spending 6 days in jail for over this. But she still never issued marriage licenses. Now, we ended up winning on the substantive issue by the legislature because when the governor was elected that year, Matt Bevin, in 2015, he issued an executive order that gave religious freedom accommodation to Kim Davis and other clerks. Then in April of 2016, the legislature unanimously passed a similar religious accommodation or accommodation law. So no clerk in Kentucky has to face what she faced as a result of her case.
Right.
But they still are after Kim. And so we went to a trial earlier this year, and there were two juries, the Yates jury and the Ermold jury.
Two different same-sex couples.
That's right. And they both were seated in the same courtroom and listened to the same evidence. And then after the case was done, the Yates jury came back 45 minutes later. They had asked for like $300,000+. Mm-hmm. The jury awarded them zero damages, nothing.
Great victory there.
Great victory there. No attorney's fees, nothing. But incredibly, the other one came back with Ermold and awarded them $100,000. That was the weakest of the two cases, by the way. And that jury just kind of went crazy. But they have no basis for it. The good news is we won the Yates case, which was the $300,000-plus case. The bad news, but it's also good news, is that the Ermold case went the wrong way. But it's the best case to take up on appeal. Moreover, it is the case that we will take up and argue that the Supreme Court should grant religious freedom eventually when we get to the high court and overturn the 2015 Obergefell decision. So Kim Davis may be instrumental in overturning that terrible 2015 case that started this whole mess. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.